com. We do want to remind you, though, it is Severe Weather Preparedness Week. Mm-hmm. And even though there is no weather to discuss and use in real time, please have a plan ready to go and make sure you do know, because we do know this. The weather in Indiana can change abruptly. We've seen it. We've had documented proof of it. So please have a plan ready with you and your family. All right, it's Thursday morning. We check in at Ivy Tech. Our good friend is the Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. How about yourself?
Did you have a good St. Patrick's Day?
We did.
Jenny, not have one?
Come on.
I've got a Keith. Have you heard me ask anybody else on this program in the last week if they had a good St. Patrick's Day? No. I know where to go. I want to go to the professionals. I want to know.
She's got an advisor named Neville. Who happens to be from a country that might have some association.
See, Jenny, Keith is getting me. He's finally understanding me after all this time together.
The whole month of March in our household. It's a national holiday, people.
I like it
That's
a lot.
Great.
Good. I'm glad you guys had a fantastic time. Spring break, everybody had a chance to recharge their batteries. Everybody is back for the final charge here in the springtime. What's happening at Ivy Tech?
There are so many things happening at Ivy Tech. As Keith and I were talking, there's always something fantastic. And I want to start with our O'Bannon Institute. Our annual fundraising dinner, our signature event that we have, is sold out. So the Thursday dinner with John Meacham is sold out. And we have sold over 350 tickets to that event, and we are 100% sold out. So, Glass, if you want to go, you got to look through the windows to check out that event.
Again?
Yeah.
Every year you sell this thing out. People have to understand. They have to get an early start on this. And and people always joke and say, why are you talking about O'Bannon in February and January? Jenny, well, because it sells out.
And this is the earliest is one of the earliest that we've ever sold out.
Yes.
So we're a few weeks out, and it's completely 100% sold out, and very proud of I'm proud of everything that the staff has done to get the word out, and all of our phenomenal sponsors and everything like that. So,
Jenny, talk about something else that's kind of connected with the O'Bannon observance, and that is this volunteer thing that you're doing, which involves the whole community. It's not just Ivy Tech.
That's right, and this is our second year that we're doing this in connection with the O'Bannon Institute on the Friday following the dinner. What we're trying to do is reach over 1,000 hours with all of our partners in our community and the surrounding cities and areas that we serve, that Ivy Tech Bloomington serves, and we have so many people that have partnered with us. So we've got students, and we've got staff, and we've got faculty that have signed up to do. There's different volunteer opportunities, but
you've got over 25 different groups that are going to be working with you on that include the college people, businesses, organizations, all kinds of things.
It's fantastic. We have reached out to our community partners and asked them, will you join us in this volunteerism, trying to reach those 1,000 hours around our communities? And you would not believe that list is, like you just said, there's at least 25 partners, but I'm going to just name a few. We've got Bachelor Middle School. We've got Bloomington High School South. We've got Rich and Bean Blossom Schools. I've got Bloom Magazine. I've got the Chamber, Main Source, Old National Bank, Duke Energy, German American Bank. These people are people in our community that we work with every single day, that we're going to be out in the community on Friday the 28th of April, giving back to our community, and we're definitely going to surpass that 1,000 hours of community service. So if somebody's out there that wants to join us, just give us a call. We'll send you to the right area to get signed up for a project. And they're fun projects, maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours. There's some on campus, some at the animal shelter all around town. So give us a call.
One of the things that we've done on this program is your Pat McCafferty comes on and talks about the FAFSA. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, you don't have
a
child.
They extended that, didn't they?
That's the whole point.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Remember how tight that always has been?
They moved the date
back. Talk about
mm-hmm.
that extension, Jenny.
Yeah, this is really great. So the state of Indiana FAFSA filing deadline was March 10th. And due to some issues with the federal data retrieval tool to get that your tax returns loaded right into that FAFSA automatically. They have had some issues with that, and so the state of Indiana has extended that deadline to April 15th. So if you know anybody out there who's thinking about going to school, isn't sure, hasn't filled out their FAFSA, thought they'd missed the deadline, get them to fill that FAFSA out, and we can help. We don't care if you're going to IU, you're going somewhere else, you're coming to Ivy Tech. We want to help you get that form filled out because it can be kind of daunting, you know. It's like filling out your tax form. So that has extended. So please, everybody, spread the word out to family and friends.
Jenny, one of the things that Mike frequently asks me is, when I go out to a formal dinner, I'm never quite sure which knife to use and which fork to use. Do you have any kind of a class or anything you could do to help him on etiquette?
Well, in fact, we do. Thank you for asking. We, you know, our student affairs area, annually has a dinner for our students. It's called the Etiquette Dinner. And, you know, we're going to be able to hold that in Yellowwood on campus. And we they organize that dining experience and give them some best practices on how to, you know, how to handle yourself while you're at maybe a business dinner. Maybe you're at an interview for at lunchtime or something like that. And so we kind of guide them and help them accordingly, you know, where to, like you said, you know, what do you do when you have an olive with a pit in it? What do you do with that pit when you're at a business dinner?
Swallow it.
Or lunch.
No, you cause a distraction and have everybody look one direction, and then you hand it to the dog underneath the table. Everybody knows that.
That's exactly right.
Well, I don't know how formal your dinners get, but that's about as...
that's why Keith and I never go out and
public right.
together.
That's
I don't
right.
know.
Jenny, you also have a career expo coming up.
Yes, we do. And that's a great event. That's something where we partner with our different businesses and community partners in our surrounding area. They come on our campus. It's April 6th. It's at 1 o'clock. And they're basically looking to hire some of our graduates or even some of our students who are close to graduating. It's a great event. Katie Anderson is our director of career services, and she manages this, has done this for a long, long time. We've got lots and lots and lots of people that are going to be there looking to, like I said, hire our graduates. And before April 6th, and in the last couple of weeks, Katie has organized a lot of different information sessions to help our students prepare for that day. So, you know, how to dress for that event, how to use your resume, you know, have you dusted it off, have you updated it, and all of those kinds of things. Even how to really talk to somebody at a table as you're kind of networking through that expo. And so we're getting our students ready so they can get a job, and that's a great event, and it's April 6th.
Now, before we let you go, you're the kind of person that comes on here, you talk about your son who's doing really well in college, you talk about your sisters, and your husband has got something you're kind of proud of.
Yeah, well, thank you for giving me just a second. I just want to share with everybody that, you know, Neville Jackson Bond, my husband of 25 years, he got promoted recently in the fire department. He works for the City of Bloomington Fire Department, and he is now Battalion Chief Vaughn. So he's been promoted to the Battalion Chief position, and I'm incredibly proud of him, and he absolutely loves that job. He loves being a firefighter, and he's a great, he gives back to the community every day, and we're all lucky to have him working in that type of position here in Bloomington.
Now,
absolutely. Congratulations on that. That is fantastic.
Cool.
Does Battalion Chief outrank Chancellor?
Ooh.
No. Not if Neville wants 25 more years.
and he's first dude, you know, so he's kind of
okay, first dude, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right.
He puts on a St. Patrick's Day party, stays in your good graces. That's good.
That's right. And I couldn't do what I do without him, and that's for sure. So.
Excellent. It's a great partnership and a great part of our community, and give him our best congratulations. And we thank you, as always, for your time. We know how busy you are. Heck, we just heard about it. And we'll do it again next Thursday as we wrap up March.
You got it. Right on. Thank you.
Thank you. Jenny Vaughn, she is the chancellor at Ivy Tech and joins us every Thursday morning.